Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never cooked a thing. I'm not going to start. I go to restaurants or have somebody else cook, but I'm not going to.
Don't feel like you missed anything, huh?
No, don't feel like I missed anything. Don't cook a thing. Never did. My mother ran me out of the kitchen as a kid.
Do you have a microwave?
Yeah, but I eat out really 95% of the time. Hmm. The other night I had something for lunch and I brought it back. And I didn't finish it, and I finished it, but it was rare that I would do that. I go out to eat because I got to get out of this office and computers and all that stuff, you know, at least in the middle of the day. And I just do, and I don't eat a big
dinner. If I call you at lunch all these years, you're going to be in a diner or something like that, and you'll answer. And you'll answer.
I had a real nice lunch yesterday. I go out to eat for breakfast. I just got back. I go at 6:45 every morning. And go get breakfast for 30 minutes, and then I come home. But then I go out, and I don't know where I'm going today, but I'll go somewhere for lunch. And then to dinner, I'll get something fast or whatever, and that's it. But no, I don't cook. But I eat food at home a little bit. I mean, fruit, you know, and that kind of stuff. But I don't cook things, no. Rare.
Get you a little jerky. All right, Jimmy Carter brought to you by Swartner Farm and Ranch. Precision Camera and Video and Crestview RV.
That's right. All right, there's a story that I'm seeing some of the big boys pick up, and some of the video on it is spectacular, but I think they've really underplayed this story because I guess in their research it shows that Ukraine news just really doesn't get people excited. They'd rather hear Trump derangement stories or one of those kind of stories. Well, we're going to do Ukraine first because I think this is really big. Okay. Some are calling this Russia's Pearl Harbor. Ukraine, it took them a year to pull this off, but they did drone strikes on 4 military airports way into Russia. I mean, 1,000 miles into Russia from Ukraine. And they destroyed more than 40 warplanes, biggest blow against the Moscow long-range bomber fleet in the whole war. They called the attack the spider's web. Took a year and a half to prepare. What it did is they smuggled drones into Russia to near 4 or 5 different air bases. And just in the towns that were near there.
And that's all he's got to fight a war because we don't give him anything anymore.
He's getting
maybe some intelligence. I don't know. But
I think we gave him a lot of intelligence to be able to pull this off.
Yeah.
And so they unleashed these drones that were pretty sophisticated, but all they had to do was go a mile or two. And then it showed them, because they've got video on it, showed them dropping, taking out these bombers. Long-range bomber fleet from Moscow, 40 of them. That's a big blow, and that shows you just what they can do. I bet we gave them some intelligence to go along with that, but that's how they pretty much have really been able to hurt Russia, is with the probably our satellite and other kinds of footage on Russia. So we'll see how Russia reacts to that. They've been lobbing missiles and drones to them pretty regularly. They supposedly sat down today, but don't know if that worked out anything. The Iran nuclear program, who knows what's going on with that. It's just too complicated, the whole story. Are they pulling our leg? We supposedly had another meeting on that. Or are they going ahead and doing what they're doing, sneaky? And no one can check them because they've hid a lot of their stuff. But that's a story that could blow up on any day. Any day. And it's crazy. George Strait, let me jump to this story because it's a good story. George Strait in Pittsburgh the other night gave a Purple Heart recipient, Sergeant Derek Austin, a new mortgage-free home, his 124th that George has given out since he's been doing that. That's great. Isn't that good?
Yeah, we've seen him do that, including when he was on the Goodbye Tour coming through here. I had several relatives, good relatives too, you know, on my wife's side. I mean, not that they're all not great, but I mean, the good ones went from Washington, D.C. to Pittsburgh to see this show. And of course, I was at ball game all weekend, but they were sending me videos. The set on that big old stage, that's the football stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think, Jimmy, I think that was Heinz Field, wasn't it?
I don't remember now because I'm following about 15 other concerts, and I just know he played with Chris Stapleton. That's all I know.
Yeah, and the reason I ask is because the name of something I never heard of, but they sent a video of George doing Lukenbach, Texas, which sounds like something he could easily do, right? But frankly, I watched it. It was really good. He was singing like he meant it.
Well, you know, George is George. He comes up with stuff. Keep it fresh a little bit for himself, too.
Yeah, I'll play a little bit here in a little bit.
Loretta Swit has died. She was best known for her role on MASH. She died at the age of 87. There's going to be a new head of NASA. They were about ready to confirm the one they were picking, but that has been changed. Really don't know why. He had a lot of ties to Elon Musk, but they're coming up with a new person. Apparently, you know, you can't be the head of any agency unless you are 100% in lockstep with what Trump wants. And what Trump wants in the space program, I don't think that's going to go over big in some of his places. And I think he's smart enough to know there's consequences. But if he screws around with NASA as much as I think he's going to, that's going to certainly affect some places in Texas. It's going to affect a real lot of North Alabama with the Marshall Space Flight Center, because I don't think he wants to particularly go to the moon. I think he wants to go. He wants his American flag on Mars. And frankly, as much as I've covered the space program and love the space program, I can't get that excited about going to Mars. I don't know what the point of it is. I'm not really sure what the point of going to the moon was, but we developed so much cool technology because of it. To me, that made it worthwhile. I don't think we would have had defibrillators for hearts and cell phones and all these kind of things had to be invented for that program. I don't know if they're inventing stuff for this Artemis program or not, but it sounds like Trump wants to maybe back down on that. And it sounded like he wanted to give a lot of it to either Bezos and or Musk. And there wants to privatize everything. He doesn't want government or even quasi-government. He's pretty consistent about that. That's why he doesn't want funding for PBS, and he doesn't want... I don't understand, you know, this. The things I don't understand about Trump, why he doesn't care very much. You know, he doesn't seem to care. What does he care about? I mean, most presidents from Teddy Roosevelt on forward had something that they really cared about. And I wish they would be caring about the National Park Service, because I think that's, for working people, that's their Disney World, because they can't afford $1,000 a day for their family at Disney World, so they go to the Great Smoky Mountains or Yellowstone or somewhere like that. If he was truly for the working person, you think somebody up there would sell him on the National Park Service. And then I know why he took an axe out to the Weather Service, because he doesn't like climate change. So he assumes that a lot of the stuff, the way he's been sold, that a lot of the stuff within the National Weather Service was climate change oriented, and there was some. But what he did, he ended up whacking forecasters and all kinds of other people that were badly needed. So on they go, you know, up there, but we'll see. Now, this Steele thing on Friday, he won't have any trouble getting his candidates through around Pittsburgh with the big involvement of U.S. Steel now and Japan's Nippon Steel. I don't think any of us completely understand what that means or what that's going to do or how soon that's going to take place, but I think that is a pretty good deal, pretty big deal. Might bring the steel back, which I'm not sure they want, in Alabama. I don't think they want to get back into the dirty steel-making business here, but they still own a lot of property in Birmingham. United and JetBlue have gotten together. They're going to help each other with points and customers and some of the stuff like that. The United people have a little respect for JetBlue because instead of just trying to be the cheapest airline, JetBlue really put customers at the front. And I think they taught people like United and some of the others that they need to step up a little bit. I know the CEO from United has talked about that, how he took a JetBlue flight, and he thought having TVs on the plane were stupid. And then he saw how much people enjoyed it. And then it changed his mind about a lot of the things they were doing at JetBlue were for the customer. What a concept.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.